Hey everyone, before we start the show, just wanted to make an announcement introducing our new sponsors, Treehouse Teas, which is a boutique tea company based in Honolulu, Hawaii. They specialize in Hawaii-grown teas and botanicals. They work directly with farmers to bring their customers the largest assortment of 100% Hawaii-grown teas at the most affordable pricing. Check them out on Instagram at treehouse.teas and use order code SLEEPTIMESOVER to receive 10% off your order. And our second sponsor introduction is the man known as Earl Kakaako. He, of course, has two locations in Kaimuki and in Kakaako. They bring their take on classic American sandwiches. Every weekend, specials coming out. The regular menu item is always fantastic. Anyone who's had an Earl sandwich can attest to this. It's always great. Please check them out. They've been down since day one. Earl don't flex for the gram, as he always says, they flex for you. And be sure to mention when you're at Earl Kakaako, Sleep Time's Over, to receive 10% off your order.
You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, gang, to another episode of Fitness, the F word. Oh, I said it wrong. We haven't done it in so long, I said it wrong. Sorry.
It's the other F word.
It's the other F word, because there's several that are very important in life. My bad.
Yep. Whose idea was this to have this show?
You know what? There was a lot going on. I had school, and we've been busy with the live show, so that's why we were taking a brief little break, but we're back, baby.
Yeah. Couldn't have said any better. Yeah. We had to reconfigure. We're back.
Yeah. We did.
Doing this fitness thing.
The fitness thing. That's right. So if you don't know, now you know.
Oh.
My name's Summer Lee. Yeah. I don't have an AKA today. So
you don't?
I don't.
Well, I got something for you. I didn't know your shirt was cut out like that, so I can like see your stomach.
Ayo. It's muscle tee. Cut off? I don't know. I can't remember how you would call it, but
I'm a guy. All right. And to enhance this further, you did something on the second show,
yes.
Live show. You made an announcement on the live show, which is going to kind of transcend into today's show, but then it kind of makes it weird that I'm still checking you out because
I'm a big lesbian. Yay! Maybe not a big one. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to be a big one.
So you're tying into the topic today by saying big
lesbian. Oh, I am. That's I am. Bad. Yeah. Yeah, so on the second week of the live show, that's the one that we had the gang from Purvey and Will Tofolo. I told a story about I had two stories, but the second one was about having to do with Purvey, how I kind of sort of got cock-blocked by the Purvey employee, who was very helpful, very sweet.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, when I was on a date with a very pretty girl, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
A female caller.
A female caller, yeah. Yeah.
Right? So because we can't out you.
Right. That's right.
Because, you know, cancel culture be all over that.
That's right. So no,
you cannot. Gotta somehow come
I,
up with
I
it.
Was the one that had to say it. But yeah, so, and I know that that was a tiny topic of discussion in your messages in for the Instagram, your Instagram account.
Okay.
And that's why I wore this hat, because it's a boy's hat. I don't know what that means. Or maybe I should just do it.
You're
like
gonna
this.
Like that. Yeah. That's like the lesbian look right there. This LL.
Lesbian look. All
LL.
Right.
Mahu J. I don't know. Sorry. LL Cool J.
Yeah. Ladies love. Yeah. All right. I got it.
Let me tell you something right
got
now.
It.
Okay. I'm a little worse for wear visually. All right. I did what the people call working out just before this.
I was telling him he looked great.
You're saying this because you're a lesbian. I'm not going to take that. I'm not buying that for a dollar. All right. So thank you. All I'm saying is, all right, you establish that people of the Instagram world, people of the direct messaging world, they kind of already knew that you were based off your hat.
My hat preferences.
Right. And I always would defend you. You know, I wouldn't be like, yeah, you know, I'm like, she's cute.
You were a gentleman
you
about
are
it.
Cute. I'm not.
You were a gentleman.
You're genuinely
about it.
Cute. I'm not
Thank
trying
you.
To say this to kiss your ass. But people already knew where you were headed, which side of the fence you were on,
which team I was playing
right.
for. Yeah.
So it's
the softball
fine.
Team.
Yeah.
We're the golf team. I guess.
The golf team?
Isn't that
lesbians are into golf?
I think so, right?
Really?
I don't know. I think they are. Well, for sure, softball.
Softball, soccer. Or what else would there be? What kind of sports you lesbians play?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Right?
Soccer can go straight though. Straight people play soccer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Basketball.
Yeah.
No women, they love it. Go figure, you're playing with a ball.
Hey. Yeah. Hi-yo. So the reason why we bring up which team gay. I play for, me being a big old lesbian, is because I remember reading some research about how gay and bisexual women are a higher incidence of being overweight or obese compared to their non-lesbian and bisexual peers. And then on top of that, gay women of color are even more higher incidence of obesity and overweight.
Yeah.
So I brought that up and I wanted to get, first, of course, we all want to get Aaron's thoughts on that. And then I have my own little pet theory of why that is as somebody in that community. But and then I can also share if need be kind of like some possible theories, because nobody really knows. There could be so many confounding effects,
I know nothing about this, right? So that's why I'm going to be coming as the curious question, and I'm going to come up with some type of reasoning, and you correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So what? How do we tackle this? What do you? So, I already have a thought in my head, but what are you suggesting we start with this?
Yeah. So do you have any? What are your thoughts on it? Or like, do you have any questions of clarification or anything about
regarding the increase in obesity?
Yeah, but just the fact that is a thing, that there is several studies have been done that show that is a thing.
It's I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Mental health. It comes down to mental health. When you are a specific genre or specific entity in this world, you are looked at differently.
Mm-hmm.
You're looked at as not normal. You're thought of as not normal. What happens? Stress, anxiety, depression.
Definitely.
Don't feel like you're good enough. You don't feel good about yourself. You have to have a vice to make sure you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Leads to eating.
Yes.
Drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs. All that shit.
That's right.
So I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Because you're thought of as different.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Being different has been looked down in society since day one. Although everybody likes to say that they are for diversity, that could not be the case if you are one of the people that are being diverse.
Yeah.
If you, I mean, you can easily say that as a straight person. I'd be like, yes, well, I'm all for diversity because I think we all should be together. But because you don't have any problems being, because you're normal. You're not gay. You're not a trans. You're not any of that shit.
Right.
You have to be in their shoes. You have to be and walk in their shoes to understand what it truly is to establish these feelings. That's what I'm thinking is the one issue here.
I totally agree.
Because I don't know what it's like to be, well, God, I'm going to still make stupid jokes. I don't know what it's like to be a lesbian, what I was going to say, but I do because I like women.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, but then as far as if I don't know what it's like to be gay.
Yeah.
It's like be attracted to the men.
To be marginalized for your choice. It's not a choice. I was about to say something bad, but no, to be marginalized for your preference.
Right. So that's the thing. It's just, I don't know how you would, to be a person that likes another, likes their own sex.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even fathom how you maneuver around in the world.
Right, right.
As meeting people, mingling with people, how do you even remotely know who is gay and who's not? I mean, of course, we've got the stereotypical things.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just, how the hell are you trying to maneuver in finding a relationship? And even if you have these people that like want to only date straight, like you have a gay guy who dates a straight man who like only goes after straight men.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
That's a thing.
Like, it's a thing. I don't even know if that's a thing for women as well. If a woman who's a straight woman goes after, or if a gay woman goes after only straight women.
Yeah,
if that's a thing.
It is. They tend to be garbage people, of course, but you know, but
right?
it is a thing, yeah.
I mean, it's like some sexual thrill or some
whatever. Yeah, like a conquest kind of a thing.
Well, right, which is stupid, but
yeah.
It's difficult.
It is.
So, of course you're going to have these vices, of course you're going to have obesity and all this. I'm not surprised at all. I wouldn't be surprised if there's any other type of health condition that's an increase. Diabetes, for example.
Yeah. There is.
High blood pressure.
High blood pressure, heart disease. Right?
So it comes down to that. This is a topic that's a mental health
issue. It is. I mean.
That's it.
It is, yeah.
So I don't know how else to tackle that, except it's just going to be support groups, somebody to help your confidence. A lot of the people's confidence are down. A lot of people's confidence are down anyway
because of COVID.
So let's break that down for a second. Okay. So you're a lesbian.
Yep.
You're already having trouble figuring out your personality, what have you, or maybe you're a confident lesbian. But let's go down the road of you're a person that's a not confident lesbian.
Okay.
It anxiety, stressed out, not knowing who they truly are, yet maybe lesbian. Right. Then you throw COVID at this thing.
Oh God.
Right?
I can't.
So then you're already apprehensive of going out before. We're talking before COVID. Before COVID, you're apprehensive, you don't know what to do, you know how to meet these women. Whatever.
Yeah.
Then this goes on where we have to stay home. You can't go no place. Unless, you can, but I mean, mostly I would say.
You shouldn't, yeah.
So then what?
Yeah.
You're an introvert. You're shy, you're stressed out. More so, you're going to put this to the wayside.
Right.
And be like, well, I don't need to worry about it anymore because I can't go out anyway. Or you just become more and more lonely and you get more and more depressed. And then you get more and more into your own feelings because you're alone.
Yeah.
What do you do? What the hell do you do?
That's a scary place to be.
So I can't even fathom. I mean, it's hard for people who are straight, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
For someone to have that specific lane, I don't know.
That's a fantastic, you know, Aaron, that, I mean, it kind of speaks to the fact that you are an empathetic person because I'm going back to when that was me, you know, many years ago when you don't know what your identity is. You don't know how to navigate and present yourself in this world because you don't know yourself. And I think that's, and then like you said, to go and compound it by saying, okay, now we've got this deadly disease and now try figure things out. That's scary. I don't know.
95%, I want to say, of people in this whole thing from March to now have been trying to figure out some shit.
Yes, exactly.
Have been trying to figure out whatever. Down the line, name them all.
Yeah.
To have this, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Because people are lonely already. People are lonely when they're in their house with a bunch of people.
Which we have said before, remember? Right? Yeah.
So you're going to be some single gal that's gay. I don't know. I really don't know. What if you just find out that you were gay? Why don't you finally realize that you are gay?
Yes.
Within this entire 2020, 2021.
That's right.
What do you do then?
Yeah.
You just immediately just register for Tinder? And then you just, hi, fellow lesbian. What do you do?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of that. And then once again, it's going to lead to depression, obesity. Depression leads to vices. Vices leads to obesity as one of them. Overeating.
Because you're trying to self-medicate.
Correct.
That's a great point.
So
I'm just thinking back to when, you know, when I was, they call it being a baby gay, and you're trying to figure things out. And
a baby gay.
Yeah, and it's already scary, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know how much you want to delve into your personal of being gay here.
Mm-hmm.
So let me think of how to ask this to you. In all seriousness.
Yeah.
You mentioned baby gay.
Yeah.
Do you recall, which I know you do, but is that baby gay in relation to when you first officially realized that you are gay? That you were like, this is official.
Oh.
Is that a connection to that? Or is that baby gay mean like you're a rookie gay? This is your first year as a gay?
The way I look at it, and that's the other tricky part too, right? Is this is all like subject to the person's interpretation. So like, I'm going to say something and I'm sure there's going to be 10 women out there that are like, that is not my definition. So I'm just saying that this is just my definition. So like, I think for me, like saying when you get into that phase of being a baby gay is like you consciously say to yourself, yeah, I am into women. And whether you're out or not, to me, you're just saying, I'm going to now kind of live my life in this world as a gay person. Okay. Versus before, like in my particular case, even though we're 25 years old, we're not 25 years old. So when I was kind of growing up, it wasn't as open as it is now. Like now it's actually not that big a deal. I mean, I love seeing when I go to UH and I see these young girls that are, you know, they're like freshmen in college and they're just walking around holding hands and stuff. And I'm like, that's amazing. That's great. That certainly wasn't the case when I was a freshman in college. Right. So all of that is to say that to me, baby gay just means like I've made that conscious decision that I'm going to kind of like, however small that is in terms of that expression to the world, you are making a conscious decision that yes, I am gay and I'm going to be living my life in the world in that sense rather than to hide it and not acknowledge it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's gonna be a lot more questions that are gonna pop up, of course, with this whole outing of you.
I know.
And okay, so to get back to the topic, I could go all kind of routes with this.
Yeah, I know.
I won't.
Okay.
I won't. So, do you encounter a lot of lesbians? I hate saying that like that, but I will.
Like there is a form of like rare.
When you go see the lesbians.
Yeah.
This is what you tell them. Like, when do you encounter a lot of women that have this vice of being obese and are gay because of this study? Do you see that in person?
That's a good question. I think...
do you have a lot of lesbian friends?
I actually personally don't.
See, that's an interesting thing.
Yeah, I think I am the... That's not the norm. I think most... lesbian women, because it is a relatively small community, they all know each other. But in my particular case, it was just in my instance, I was basically a workaholic, and so I just started working and I'm not a partier and everything, so I just didn't really gravitate towards the scene and stuff. Right. So yeah, just in my case, most of my friends are actually straight. Yeah.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
Does
the gay community hang out with more so straight or more so? Does it matter? Is that a thing? Is it a trend? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think my instance is a little bit different. I think. Yeah. Okay. I think it. I would think more. If you're for the I can't speak for gay guys, I don't know, but for gay women, you tend to have a lot more gay friends, I think. Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah.
So then what would we do with the fact, is it this is just going to lead to a therapy situation as far as solutions here? What are we looking at? It's basically therapy, and if you're willing to go to therapy and willing to tell that person your sexual orientation, and then on top of that, this is what I'm doing because of what's been happening. I mean, how do you address this issue?
Yeah, to me, I think it helps a lot if you're coming from your parents and stuff were supportive.
Yeah.
Already, like if parents are not supportive already,
yeah,
that's hard, and I think therapy is very much needed in that case. As somebody who is not a doctor or of any kind, medical doctor of any kind.
Was logical.
Yeah. I would think therapy would be something really helpful.
Well, if we break down. Okay. Without trying to make this like we're doctors here.
Yeah, right.
Let's look at this logical. The problems of mental health stem from a chain of events.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. I'm going to just assume on this one. I know I don't like to assume, but parenting.
Yeah.
Upbringing will lead to decisions being made throughout your life. High school is the pivotal. Being 20 to 30 is a pivotal.
It's a big one, yeah.
30 to 40 is a pivotal.
Mm-hmm.
What is the support base you have throughout all of that? What memories do you have as a child going into 30 to 40 that may be lingering?
Mm-hmm.
That could be a problem.
Definitely.
So if you have all of that and you add into the fact that, say, you come out as gay in high school, where are you at as far as your hormones, as far as puberty, as far as your social circle?
Yeah.
And then where are your parents are? Are your parents down with it or not?
Yeah.
If that leads to no, something's going to happen.
Yes. Yeah.
It will happen. Right? If you don't see somebody that's very happy as a person who came out as gay that's had horrible parents.
It leads to something else.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's the pecking order of things for all problems, all depression, all of these cutting crimes, everything. It's parenting, how you were parented, how were you loved, were you supported, moving forward.
Yes, absolutely.
So that will have to be the way to lead to solutions being therapy.
I think so. I think that would be, I mean, you know, gang, that we think therapy is amazing for everything. I mean, it's helpful. But I certainly think in this particular case, exactly like you said, Aaron, if you don't have that structure and that environment from the beginning, it can affect you.
That's it.
It'll affect you even if you do have the great upbringing. It could still happen. You know what I mean? Because it is a confusing thing. So, right. Yeah.
And then it goes into, okay, the show... This is a fitness show, right?
Yes.
Last time I checked.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
So if you want to talk about how do you get this person to not be obese?
Mm-hmm.
To stop eating, to work out maybe, that needs to be addressed.
Yes.
First and foremost, the mental health situation, because they're not going to be convinced to want to do anything. They're not going to be convinced to want to eat better,
no.
Eat less, any of that, because why would they?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody gives a shit about me. So then I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
There's no trainer that's going to be able to motivate you if you have all of these bent up frustrations and demons, I guess, in your head.
These foundational issues
that
you're just stacking other stuff on. Yeah.
And that's why it's not a quick fix.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
You know, that's the thing. That's the disconnect with a lot of these... the fitness world and whatnot is they don't look at the mental health side of this whole situation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not easy. You just I can motivate anybody. No, it's not going to work that way.
Right.
You don't know what that person's thinking. You don't know what that person's feeling. You don't know what that person's history is. All that stuff mentally, I'm talking about.
Mentally, yeah, right, yeah, internally.
That needs to be established first. If that person came up to me, I'd be like, well, how are we dealing this? Are you feeling all right? And I would try to steer the conversation into maybe get someone to talk to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get this figured out so you have someone to talk to.
Yes.
There's only so much I can talk to you.
Right, right.
You need somebody else that can establish an hour of talking.
Yeah, right.
What am I going to tell you? Make sure you come to work out. Make sure you do your squats.
Eat your vegetables.
Make sure you cut your portions down. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You got issues you got to take care of that's going to be getting you to be more confident in yourself to make sure you're more secure with yourself. So therefore, now you can go work out.
That's right. Because
now you're secure to want to change.
That's
right. You need to have that secureness to be... to make that change, and that's it.
Yeah, and I think it doesn't have to be let me fix myself internally and then everything else will fall into place, because what might happen too is you might go and find a community, like a workout group specifically for gay men or specifically for gay women, or have a sense of community to help give you that support and maybe even put you into contact with mental health experts that can work, you know, help you with that.
That would be like the next step.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you would have to be secure enough to even want to join this group.
That's true
too. You may just not even be around people.
That's true.
Who knows, really?
Yeah.
You know, if it feels good to be around your people.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like Alcoholics Anonymous or anything like that. Right?
Yeah.
You
want
to be around people that have the same issue with you. That's fine. But that needs to be a foundation needs to be set with the therapist. A foundation needs to be set with yourself to get confident, comfortable, safe, and secure.
Yes.
Those are the things to look at. Being safe and secure and comfortable.
Yeah.
Which will lead to you being more confident.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. That's true. It's a multidimensional thing, but for sure having somebody, some kind of help would be great. And if you're in that position where you don't have the resources to pay for like a therapist, if you go online, there are other avenues that maybe they're not. Of course, the best would be to establish a one-on-one relationship that you with the therapist and you see them regularly. But there are other things out there that can at least start the process.
Yeah.
That you deserve it and you owe it to yourself if you are in that boat.
Right.
Whether you're, you know, whether you're a gay person or not, if you're mentally you're unhappy, you deserve to have that
exactly.
Take care of that for yourself.
Exactly. Everyone deserves to be happy.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Yeah.
Right. There's no one that should be saying I deserve this person to be sad. If you are, I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
All right. But it's just, it all needs to be established through that foundation. It really comes down, every single person, gay, straight, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
How are you as a kid growing up? How was your parenting being dealt with? It all leads to the next step in life.
Exactly.
No matter what.
And you can look at it as a sense of, well, the reason why you want to go to a therapist is because if you weren't taught proper techniques to care for yourself from your parents, having a therapist will help do that for you, in the sense of now you know how to take care of yourself by yourself, in the sense of you know how to deal with emotions and you know how to deal with others treating you a certain way and stuff like that. A lot of that we pick up from our parents, and if you didn't have that modeling, that's what a therapist would do for you. Yeah, so
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Yeah. On a lighter note for this topic, my little aside, and I don't mean this as to be I don't want anybody to get offended by it, but I was thinking, well, one reason why there might be a higher incidence of obesity and overweight for gay women is that women just don't focus on looks as much as men do.
Oh.
Which is a stereotype. That's not necessarily the case for every man or woman, but I'm just saying, on the whole, doesn't it seem like visual stuff is definitely something a guy cares about more than a woman?
Yeah,
and so now you got two women, and they're like, "Yeah, I don't. You're a beautiful person,
right?"
And
let's just stare into each other's eyes for hours, and
we'll get fat and old together, you know, that kind of a thing.
I guess so. I guess so. You bring up an interesting where it just doesn't. They just don't care.
Yeah, it's not important. It's just not important.
Okay. Then
because I'm looking at the whole, and I'm hesitating a little bit because I don't want to paint guys as being like shallow. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying on the whole, it just seems like it just seems to be more important for men than women.
Would you date an obese lesbian?
I've thought about that. I have not. But I don't say that to say because I don't find them attractive, because I tend to be somebody that is what is that term they call where you're attracted to the person because you know them, demisexual? I don't know. Anyway, I'm not a visual only person, if that makes sense. But I need to know the whole person. Okay, and but I say I probably wouldn't, just because our lifestyles would be so different.
Exactly. You work out.
And it's a big part of my life. So I don't think I could be with a woman who doesn't understand how important it is to me.
Yes, that is a good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's the only reason.
Right.
Well, the main reason, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there needs to be something to establish a person's health over all of that. I mean, you can date whoever. I mean, looks don't matter, but it's a health issue.
Yeah.
You just got to look at it as a health issue. You want to keep your partner alive.
Yeah, and that's the other, you're right. That's the other thing, too, is I think there would probably be a lot of fighting because I would be constantly worried about that.
Yes.
Yeah, like, why are you eating this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then you have that dynamic that you got to worry about, just versus health, the internal health.
Yeah, yeah, because you care about the person. So
that needs to be looked at, too. I mean, you can be all, I don't care about looks and all that, but you just got to look at, kind of care about health.
Yeah.
Look at health.
Yeah.
Look at internal.
Exactly.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, because in my case, it's always just been, I don't care what you, if you want to be, you know, big or small, as long as you feel happy and you feel healthy. But I don't think somebody who is, you know, obese would necessarily actually feel healthy. I don't know, but I don't think so.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
So that was no.
Is that
This is one of those things, right?
Kind of dry here.
We could keep going on and on and on, and I will definitely explore this more. But I wanted to just kind of broach the subject because it was kind of interesting that it did on the surface when I started reading those statistics and stuff. I was a little surprised, but when I thought about it, I actually wasn't that surprised. So
yeah,
it makes
I'm not
sense.
Surprised.
Yeah,
not at all.
Yeah. But I think what you said, Aaron, is important to try and have that empathy for those people that you don't necessarily identify with up front, because they could be so different from you, right?
Right.
But it goes a long way.
Well, at this point, 2021, can we be empathetic to everybody?
Yeah.
Because I really don't know what everybody's mind's at regarding anybody giving a shit about anybody.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
There's a lot going on still yet.
Yeah, really?
But so we'll kind of come back to this topic in the future. Well, but
of course we are. You're gay.
It's always going to be a topic in my life.
You know?
But anyway, what about for the rest of the network? Like, what's coming up, like, for the live show? And
this show, I'm assuming, is going to be put out on Friday as we record this on Monday. So me talking about this Thursday is irrelevant.
But you can catch it.
But you can still catch it. Well said. See, that's a trick. That's a trick. The episode gets uploaded pretty quickly for the most part. So this Thursday is going to be from Sam and Ryan's show, Becky Mitz. OG Libra will be performing the theme song.
That's right.
Live.
That's right.
So he gets to do that. And the week thereafter is going to be from KITV, Laura Schweizer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a social media gal.
Yes.
And performing on that one, I think, is going to be... Wait a minute. Who do I have for that? I think I have... Who's performing for that?
Shucks.
Ozna.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So Ozna. So... Who we recorded the theme song at Ozna Studio with Libra.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, so Ozna will be there. And then Ozna's going to debut possibly a stand-up comedy routine. You're going to debut it for the first time ever on the show.
Wow.
May 20th. So it's going to be literally Def Comedy Jam. We might just boo his ass off or what? I don't know.
Or we get the broom like...
I'm sure they have a broom at work point. So we get the broom.
Yeah.
He's going to say fucka a lot probably.
Fucka.
And that's May 20th. And we just keep on going. And then we have the May giveaway on Instagram.
Yes.
Instagram birthday giveaway. And I'm going to say this right now. There's a bombshell for the last week of May prize that's going to be here. It's not a gift card.
Ooh.
It's not a gift card. It's a thing.
You ready? Thing.
Giving away earrings. Giving away stud earrings. Gold. Expensive.
Bra.
Earrings. So...
Wow.
For you lipstick lesbians or lesbians alike.
Any lesbian.
Any of them, and even the gay guys and the guys who still wear the one earring like...
Michael Jordan.
Harrison Ford. Yeah. Earrings. Last week of May.
Wow.
Yeah.
Instagram. Check it out for the details. Sleep Time's Over show.
Yeah. You got that, Mrs. Drizzy? Who's the only one watching this that'll probably get earrings?
No. Matt is listening.
Matt, you like earrings?
And
shout out to people that you know watching. Shout out to Earl. Yes, Earl, who shows up at the live show.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Earl.
Yes.
And that's about it. So, for all you three, you're the first to know about the earrings.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes. So, any questions, you can email us at swayze808@sleeptimesover.com.
Yeah.
Get your merch at sleeptimesover.com, www.sleeptimesover.com, the website.
Correct.
And then, of course, every Thursday, the live show.
That is
7:30, Work Play. Great place, great food, great drinks, I'm told. I don't know. I just drink delicious water.
You iced tea or something, right? Yeah, you get water over there. Water with a lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, if I want to zhuzh it up, I'll do a Diet Coke just so I look like I'm drinking something.
Wow. That's something, huh? Carbonation for the loss.
Burns my throat.
So, as long as it helps you with that, forget it. So... Make a reservation, open table,
yes.
Make a reservation. When you make a reservation,
table.
Make it in the notes, put that it's four Sleep Times Over to get preferential seating.
Yes.
So you can sit in front of the stage and not like outside far away.
Yeah, so that way you can see, you know, up front. You can see Aaron's front and center. You can see the Hoppegate corner where Sky and I will be. And you can wave at us and we will wave back.
Yeah, how's that? Yeah, they'll wave back.
Connections.
That's
connections.
Right.
Yes, but anyway,
okay.
Thank you so much, as
thank
always. We will see you next week for the next episode.
Thank you.
Until then, wash your damn hands.